Sokala Duma Radio.
Staying in touch is a long-standing feature of the Sokala Duma newspaper, where the newspaper sub-editor Lunga Adam catches up with former Mzansi football players from the days gone by. So we've decided to extend the fun and bring to life some of those epic conversations in this radio format for you. What you are about to hear does not at all at any stage feature the player. This is an audio version of the interview between the journalist and the presenter, taken from the conversation between the journalist and the player. The player does not at all feature in this episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
In this episode of Still in Touch, we catch up with former Dynamo Real Stars and Mpumalanga Black Aces coach Jacob Sakala.
Jacob Sakala, the teams that he has coached, Dynamos, Mahwelereng Real Rovers, Riastas, Mpumalanga Black Aces, Dangerous Duckies, AmaZulu, Winners Park, City Pillars, Black Leopards. He says the best player he has coached is Alex Bapela. The most disciplined player he has coached is Frank Makua. The best stadium that he has ever visited as a coach is Loftus Stadium. And the West Stadium, he says it's a Toho Yando Stadium. When asked which team used the most Muti out of all the teams he coached, he only said too many to mention. Coach, you are a very funny character, and a lot of the Sokala Duma readers have asked us to speak to you for the Still in Touch this week.
Yeah, thank you, Lunga. I've been reading a lot of the stories about me from the players that I've coached. And sometimes I find myself in stitches, you know?
Sure.
I want to coach in the PSL at some point and then retire after coaching. You know, I'm the type of coach that tries to motivate the players when the chips are down. As a captain of the ship, you can't be the first to scream. If the guy haven't been paid, just tell them to be patient, because if you scream, the ship will sink and people will go down. You must pretend that everything is okay, everything is fine. For example, you can't just go to the bar and tell the people to stop drinking and that beer is bad. They will fight against you, of course.
Yeah.
What you need to do is just to bring a truck full of beers and give it to them and tell them it's nice to drink. You will see. In a few hours, they will have to be lifted in wheelbarrows and others will sleep on the floor and in the toilet. And that's when you tell them, look at what alcohol is doing to you. You must stop drinking. Sometimes the players are fighting with their girlfriends or families. That's when you need to start making jokes with them. Sometimes I'd run at training for a meter, trying to demonstrate to the players what I want them to do. Then I'll just stop and say, you must do it like that, but for 5 meters. At times I'd pretend that I've slipped and fallen. And whilst running, I'd say to them, sorry, these multi-studs boots, next time I must wear 6-studs boots, and they all start laughing.
Very clever of you, coach. Any stories about salaries then?
I remember one time the players hadn't been paid at Ria Rovers, and our goalkeeper, Merikane Mpangi, he was very tired of this. He went to confront the team owner, Mr. Makafula, at his house. He had been working really hard in training, Umerigani, and he used to ask me, where's the sugar? That's the term he used for money.
Okay.
Where is the sugar? And I would say, he said, if there's no sugar, there's no training, you know. And Mr. Makafula wasn't there when Merigani went to confront him at his house. So he went to the fridge and started helping himself with the food there, the poloni, everything. And he kept on saying, I eat because this is my money. I can't go and steal because I'll get arrested. I must eat the chairman's food so that he knows that I'm hungry.
It must have been very tough trying to coach players who were on empty stomachs.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. Sometimes I'd come in and blow the whistle and say, can we start running now? And they'd look at me in the eye, but you could hear, you know, they are moaning. And some of them would say, instead of telling us, to run, why don't you tell the management to pay us first? And I would tell them, look, the chairman is in a big meeting with the PSL at the moment, so just forget about it. You'll have your money in your bank account soon. And sometimes, you know, we would play teams like Kaizer Chiefs and go on to beat them, even though the players had not been paid. And during times like that, I knew that I had done my job. And it was up to the management to play their part. You know, one time the players went 2 months without being paid at Dynamos. And I became very angry about it. I told the management, I can't keep on pushing these guys. whilst they're not getting paid, and then I'm getting my money. My family is eating, but their families are not eating. Mm. At one stage, I nearly packed my bags as I saw that I was fighting a losing battle. They wouldn't pay me, but they would go behind my back to pay the players. And so I said, we have the same stomachs. We have children to feed. They can't let them play without the coach then if you don't want to pay me.
Yeah, that's hectic, coach. What other incidents do you remember?
The one time the chairman at Dynamos, Mr. Pat Malabela, told me in no uncertain terms that he was going to beat me up if we lose. He paid me 20,000 rands in salary on that match day, and he told me that I had to win at all costs.
Sure.
We're playing the University of Pretoria. On our way to the stadium, the bus in front had the team manager, the assistant manager, and a couple of players in it. Then there was another bus with the rest of the players, and I was driving just behind it.
Sure.
I was staying in town, so I just turned left and went home to hide the money. Meanwhile, at the gate, the chairman was telling the caretaker, Mashaba, I'm going to hammer the coach today. You will see blood. You will see a grown man cry. When I came back from home, he asked me, where did you go? I said, no, I had gone to buy water. I have to drink lots of water today because these energy drinks don't do it for me. And I said, I'm going to murder you today. You will see. I told him, don't worry. Don't panic. At least give me support so that we can win this game. He even told the team manager, his young brother, July, I'm going to murder the coach. I'm going to beat him. He then went to sit between me and the assistant coach on the bench. After 25 minutes, you can imagine how I was feeling. It was still nil-nil, and he's asking me, where's the money? But we scored 3 goals and went on to win the game. I then stood up and say, now let's fight.
And yeah,
after
right.
that, I never experienced financial problems at the club. After the game, he invited me to his house, and he had a bottle of Gordon's gin for me, and we drank.
Who are some of the funny players that you've coached?
Hey, there were lots of them, Lungs. There was Arthur Zwane, Gerald Mutabi, Timothy RTP Nkosi, Edward Mutale, Frank Makua. I'm sure you remember all these names.
Yes,
Abu Gerald,
yes.
Mkababa. You know, Mkababa was very aggressive. Only Jewel Fire Siroba was able to stand up against him. He had this special seat in the bus, and if you were new in the team and you wouldn't dare sit there, if he found you sitting there, he'd say, you never contributed anything to this team. Get up and you will stand up until you reach the destination. Every time he was taking off his boots after training or a game, he'd send one of the youngsters to bring him water. Also, the senior players like Mutale, Makua and RTP would put the youngsters in their place if they were running too much. They would tell them to go back and even ask them, whose jersey do you think you're going to take here? All these jerseys are numbered. Are you going to take Ander Sebula's jersey or Sidney Mushikaro's jersey? Huh? Then the youngsters would start to slow down.
Any last story before we wrap things up, coach?
The other story is about the one time at Ria Stars. The club director there, Chico Twala, you know him, the big music producer. He wanted to give me the starting lineup before the game, and I told him, no. I'm always with you in the studio after training, but I've never told you to put a bit of bass and rhythm for the song Vulindlela. I just tell you it's going to be a hit for Christmas. It was even worse at Black Leopards because I used to get told to put 7 vendor players in the starting lineup, Lungs.
Okay, thank you, coach. Can't wait for part 2 next week.
Sokoladuma Radio.
That was part 1 of the Still in Touch with Jacob Sakala. Catch part 2 of Still in Touch with Jacob Sakala next week. For now, it is goodbye.
Sokoladuma Radio.
Sokoladuma Radio.